What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Donovan Talks, where today we are joined with Donovan's Productions. That is my YouTube channel, so I actually have both going today again. So if you head over to Donovan's Productions on YouTube, you will get to see the way I am filming this and talking on the podcast today. Because I thought I would combine the YouTube channel and the podcast channel. So if you don't have time to watch podcast or if you're in your car, you can still listen to me and still get a good laugh or whatever you may inquire or whatever you want to do. So a lot of people ask my daily kind of routine of what I usually will do. Since I'm into fitness, let me back up a little bit. Since I'm into fitness, what do I do to try to be in a little bit more shape? What do I take? You know, what do I do? I'm not built. By all means, y'all, I am not built. I still have the tire around my gut, which is, will be hopefully be trying to get my weight down soon and putting on more muscle. So I am going to be hitting the gym soon. I've been actually medically clear to get back in the gym after 9 months. Oh, y'all don't know how much that just makes me feel is being back in the gym. Took a serious blow to the head and just haven't recovered from it, and then having the seizures and other things that's coming about. Everything is finally under control. And there's some people that's not going to like a lot of the things that come about in my daily routine that will help me, but we will get into that later. But I want to start off by saying at night, y'all, if you'll do this and not drink nothing else through the night, it will actually help you. So we're going to start with my nightly routine, just because I skipped it and I'm sitting here sipping on it right now. And a lot of y'all would be like, no, I will not drink that stuff because, number one, it's hot. Number two, it's vinegar. Number three, you're putting water on top of it? No. But that is your three main ingredients. Apple cider vinegar. And don't cheap on the cheap stuff. Go get that organic one that is really good. And if y'all give me just 1 second, I will go get it. All right, I'm back. I'm sorry about that. I thought I actually had it sitting here with me. So, it is apple cider vinegar. Barg. I don't know. I can't really see it. But if you go, I'm holding it up in front of the camera on my YouTube channel, I believe. I hope y'all can see this. Get this brand. This is the best one. As y'all can tell, y'all can't see through it. I mean, this stuff is just... I drink so much of this stuff, it's unreal. But, I mean, it's organic. It's you get what you pay for, okay? Now, what I do with it, I get a 1 liter bottle. As you can tell, here's my 1 liter bottle of Pepsi. And, yes, I still drink sodas, y'all. I just cannot. But I kid y'all not, this actually will help me not drink as much. If I have water or this sitting around, this will kind of deter me from drinking a lot of the sodas. But, you know, just before nighttime, just get a good shot. Oh, man. But you get apple cider vinegar. And I'm not going to say how much, just for the fact that you can do it to your taste, but you need more of the apple cider vinegar. And now I just went and got the cheap kind, red pepper cayenne. You need some, but I usually will go to a store down here in Colorado, in Littleton, called Savory Spice. They actually have a website that you can order online and you can have it delivered. I would actually go through them to get your cayenne pepper because of the fact that it is much fresher. And it's nothing is added. Whatever you get in the jar, it's printed on there, and it's stuff that you can pronounce and everything. So I can't give you a measurement on this just for the fact that I just poured some in a 1 liter and just did it to my taste because I like it strong. Because apple cider vinegar has a lot of benefits. Cayenne pepper has a lot of... apple cider vinegar has a lot of good benefits, and so does cayenne pepper. Really good for your body, blood sugar, your heart, just all your important parts of your body. But now, as far as cayenne pepper goes, I will put it on just about almost all my food, just for the fact that I like to have spicy stuff. But like I said, it will help the capsaicin get into your body, and it thins your blood almost to the point, or thicken it. I can't really remember. It's been a while since I've done the research. But I came up with this one just for the fact that I found out that if I do this within a few months, that I do drop weight. But the key is you have to exercise with it. That means walking, riding a bicycle, you know, just doing some kind of cardio. And it really honestly works. I will also, with this drink, put 100% creatine. This is the brand that I use. I hope you can see that on camera. I'm sorry, I can't see the writing. Something star. Somebody can... leave a comment down below and let somebody know what this is, or, you know, for my blind users, six star. I think that might be what it is. I can kind of feel it, and I like that. I really do. I actually like this, and here's the reason why I like this. I can almost, the writing is almost raised up right here, and I can feel it. And I know that's what this bottle is because of the way they printed this. So, I'm sorry if I can't pronounce the company right. Six Star, I believe is what it is. I love this. I really do love this creatine just for the fact that I have to label a lot of my stuff. And I don't have to with this. I could actually feel it. And that just helps me out so much. But back to my drink. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm getting off track. I go squirrel every now and then. But I put one scoop, which comes with it for my Donovan Talk listeners. There's a scoop that comes with it. I'm sorry. I'm kind of not used to describing things. But, pure creatine is what your body already produces. We can actually get into more of these episodes later. If you want to know more about it, please go over to Donovan Productions and leave a comment down below to let me know if you want to hear more about these. And I'll do the research and we can sit here and actually talk about it because I do need to find more topics to do. But your four main ingredients, I said four, but it's actually three. Apple cider vinegar, cayenne pepper, and creatine, and water. You mix those three up, and what it does is it burns your belly fat overnight, because you do this right before bedtime, an hour before you go to bed, and then you go to bed, don't drink nothing else, don't eat nothing else. And what it does is the vinegar helps with your arteries and fat. The cayenne pepper goes in and helps with your arteries, your blood sugar, and it keeps... it burns up a lot of the fat. The creatine, what I like about the creatine is it will actually pull water where it does not need to be and pull it into your muscles. All this, the creatine is already in your body. Your body produces it already. You eat it all every day in meats and some vegetables. So your body already has this. You're not putting nothing in your body that your body does not already have in it. The creatine, your body already has it. It's safe to do. Cayenne pepper, so many benefits. Heart, blood sugars, kidneys. They even say it's supposed to help you relax. Helps with your circulation. If you have neuropathy in your feet and you can't feel your feet no more, there's an actual technique that you can actually bring blood flow back to your feet. Same thing with in your hands or something. If you can't feel it, you can apply a paste. And if you want to know more, I can do the research and find it for you. I've actually discovered a lot of this on YouTube. But you can use cayenne pepper. Lots of good benefits. The apple cider vinegar, like I said, is just, there's a lot of good benefits with it too. So that is my nightly drink. Like I said, that's all I do for at night. Now, when I get up in the mornings, I have to take my regular medicine, which is a blood pressure medicine. I have to take a migraine medicine. And I have to take a seizure medicine. Now, y'all, by me doing what I do every day, I will honestly and sit here and tell you the truth. I was on 12 different medicines. Now, I have a blood pressure, a migraine, and a seizure medicine. And I take another medicine. I forgot about him. I take another medicine for, like, the nerve damage all in my neck and in my legs from playing sports over the years. So I will take those in the morning. And then what I'll do is I will take another scoop of this 100% creatine, 6-star creatine. 100% creatine. I'm sorry, there's other stuff on here that's letting me know, but I just can't see it. I'm very sorry. But I do have it up in front of the camera if y'all can see it. I hope I'm getting it really good so you can see it. But if you're into fitness and everything, you already know about all this stuff. But in the mornings, I'll take my 4 medicines. So with me doing this, I went from 12 medicines down to 4. So that's really good. You know that I'm doing something good. But one scoop of this in the morning, take my medicine. And I will try my best to keep. I do have soda bottles, so I drink at least 1 liter a day of soda. Hey, y'all, that's a big change for me. That's a huge change. But now I will keep at least 2 bottles of water on my desk. Because my apartment stays cold because I have to keep it cold. So, I will take at least 2 liters of water a day, if not more, versus 1 liter of Coke. I know that's not a good ratio. I know I shouldn't even be drinking sodas, but I love my sodas. And a lot of times having 1 liter over a full day, that's good for me because I only use it when I eat, really, and I shouldn't. But I will keep 2 1-liters of water by me at all time because I will reach for that before I will the soda. So, and as you can tell, I got my vinegar cayenne stuff here. I sipped on it enough, so I'm about to go put him back in the refrigerator. Here's my 2 things of water sitting over here. Now, I'm wanting to do more of videos and stuff, and I'm kind of leery about my hair. I really don't like my hair. It's starting to thin on top a little bit, and it's just, you know, it kind of bugs me because I'm used to having a full set of hair. So, believe it or not, I was talking to my neighbor about this, and I thought it was really sweet. They had to go to their hair salon, so she picked up a hair kit for me. I guess it's for men or women. And it is called Nurik. Let's see if I can get that on camera for you. It is a 30-day starter kit. I can't read none of this stuff, but there's three bottles in here. One is a shampoo, one is a conditioner, and one is a supplement. So what they told me to do is, number one, let's open the box and let's see, because this is kind of going to be a test and everything at the same time. But actually, I'll do a review on this a little bit later. So we'll do this a little bit later. But this is actually going to be starting on my routine every day to see what I can do about my hair regrowth. I mean, I do got hair. It's just, it's thin in certain areas, and I want it more. I want to be able to have it more and let it grow out a little bit more, you know. So that will be on that. So, and I have an energy supplement here. It's a little powder. And what it is supposed to boost your energy when you get up in the mornings. And you take it with a glass of water. And it is, I can't read it. But it's supposed to have THC and CBD in it. Oh, 10 milligrams of THC, 0 CBD. And I will do this if I have to. If I'm really draggy one day, and I will take that one. So that's not an everyday. That's maybe like once a month for those days that are just really got me so far down. So, but honestly, I found the creatine to be the best for me. Excuse me, y'all. Side effects for the vinegars. It makes you burp. Very sorry for that. The two main things I would really suggest is what I've already showed you, the apple cider vinegar, the cayenne, and creatine at night, and the creatine in the morning. I have found the best results with that. I will say I have been doing this for a month already without exercising, without, well, I have a CNI dog, so I have to walk with him for a little bit. So with me walking him around and not really getting a good sweat built up exercise, I have went from 225 to 213. 225 to 213 within 3 weeks so far. I personally think that's good, but at the same time, my goal is I want to be about 190 because I want to start doing cycling. And I want to be able to do another 5K race. I've done a 5K, and I want to be able to be a little bit in better shape so I can beat my own time. It's more personal for me. It's not to be outdoing anybody. It's just for me. So that is my goals for the end of the year, is to be on a bicycle and do another 5K race and come in under 49 minutes. And if visually impaired people will understand that, that's a good goal. And there's a lot of people that can do better than that. But y'all got to understand, I was not in shape. I didn't practice. I signed up for it, and I wanted to show my support for the blind community, you know. And I thought it was so much fun doing it. It actually got me to where I wanted to work out more by doing that, because I saw what I have accomplished in that. I did a 5K race, which is 3.5 miles. I did that in 49 minutes. Y'all, that is wonderful for me. And for me to try to beat that, that is a goal for me. But I need to lose a little bit around my stomach area and love handles area. So But when I get that done, I'm going to start doing my powerlifting. So I need to lower my weight for a little bit, and then y'all be able to get to see me lower my weight, and at the same time get to see me raise my weight, because it's going to be muscle. I'll be getting back into my powerlifting party early this next hopefully by my birthday around September, I can do my powerlifting, starting to do my powerlifting again. I will still be trying to do a 5K race, because I think that's when it is, but I'm trying to drop my weight by that time so I can do the 5K and do the cycling. And then when I reach that goal, I want to be able to put on muscle. So y'all will get to see how I do muscle and get some of this weight off. So, and it's just because I have not exercised because of everything that I've been through this year. So I just wanted to show y'all my morning and night little routine that I do, and it's all natural. So I hope if you try this, leave a comment down below and let me know after a certain time how it does for you. So I hope it works for you. Donovan Talks, thank you for tuning in today. I greatly appreciate your time, your patience, and if there's anything that you would like to hear or talk about, please contact me on Donovan Productions on YouTube and find one of my videos, and please leave a comment. And we will talk to you soon, because I really do not know what the next episode may be, because like I said, I would like to do both of these simultaneously. That way, if you don't have time to watch my videos, you can still do the podcast, but I wish you would do both. And it'd be interesting to do the hearing and seeing. It might kind of just be, you know, where it can fit into your schedule, and then you can go later in the day and watch the video to see what I'm actually showing on the video. So if you think that's a good idea, please hit that like, and please hit that subscribe and leave a comment down below, my Donovan Production family. Let me know what you would like to see and what you would like to hear me do. I am going to pull out the guitar after a while and practice a Avenged Sevenfold song. I love this band, y'all, and I am going to butcher this song. I am going to butcher it. I might not even film it just because it's going to sound so bad, because I don't play the guitar that good yet. I'm horrible at it. But I listen to a lot of music, and maybe that's something I can film and talk about, so. Donovan Talks, thank you for tuning in. Please hit the like. Please hit the subscribe. Follow me on Donovan's Productions on YouTube. And we will see you next time. God bless you. Stay strong. And we'll see you in the next episode.